أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الذين استجابوا لله والرسول من بعد ما أصابهم القرح للذين أحسنوا منهم واتقوا أجر عظيم. الذين قال لهم الناس إن الناس قد جمعوا لكم فاخشوهم فزادهم إيمانا فقالوا حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل. فانقلبوا بنعمة من الله وفضل لم يمسسهم سوء واتبعوا رضوان الله والله ذو فضل عظيم. صدق الله العظيم. الذين استجابوا لله والرسول, those who responded positively to the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, min ba'di ma asabahumul qarh, after what infliction had come to them, after they had been badly wounded and inflicted, لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا مِنْهُمْ وَاتَّقَوْا أَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ, for those among them who are the good doers, who have the taqwa and who have Allah's fear, their reward will be unbounded. الَّذِينَ قَالَ لَهُمُ النَّاسَ إِنَّ النَّاسَ قَدْ جَمَعُوا لَهُمْ, those to whom the people said, people have gathered against you, فَخْشَوْهُمْ, fear them, فَزَادَهُمْ إِيمَانًا, but it increased them in faith, in belief. وَقَالُوا حَسْبُنَا اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ, and they said, Allah is sufficient for us, and He is the best guardian, and He is the best trustee. فَانْقَلَبُوا بِنِعْمَةٍ مِنَ اللَّهِ, so they returned by the mercy of Allah, by the blessing of Allah, وَفَضْلٍ, and His bounty. لَمْ يَمْسَسْهُ سُوءٌ, no harm could come to them. وَاتَّبَعُوا رِضْوَانَ اللَّهِ, and they are the people who are seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَاللَّهُ ذُو فَضْلٍ عَظِيمٍ, and Allah's bounties are unbounded. These ayats, there are two opinions as to which incident they relate. One opinion is that after the army of Quraysh returned from Uhud, and the Muslims, they were very much grieved. 70 had been martyred. Many others were badly wounded. But then the idea came to the mind of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that maybe that the kuffar think that why have we come back? They might think of coming back again, invading Medina. So better it would be that we chase them to show we have not given in and we have not given our hearts. They are there and we can chase them. And we are ready even now to fight them. So he called, he gave the command, Muslims, be ready. We have to chase this enemy. So many of the Sahaba, they in that condition also, that condition of grief, and they were wounded and so on, but they responded to the call of Allah, because the call of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the call of Allah. So they responded, they went there for quite a long distance, and it did come to their knowledge that really it happened that Abu Sufyan had the second thought, and he was thinking of coming back to Medina and invading Medina. But when the news came to him, then Muhammad is chasing him. So he was frightened like anything and he ran away. So one opinion is that these three ayats relate to this incident. The other opinion is that when Abu Sufyan returned from Uhud, he said loudly, our next round will be next year at Badr. We had a round at Badr 1 year before. Now we have avenged ourselves. You killed our 70 people, we have avenged. We have taken the revenge. Now the next round, we shall meet again at Badr. Now when that time came, the Prophet ﷺ gave the call, O Muslims, we have to accept their challenge. Come on, we go to Badr. The Prophet went to Badr along with the companions. Many people brought the news that the kuffar have gathered a very big number of people and they are coming in a very big force. But when they listened to it, they said, حَسْبُنَا اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ, Allah is sufficient for us. So Muhammad and his men, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَىٰ عَنْهُمْ, they waited at Badr for so many days. But Abu Sufyan couldn't take the courage to come to Badr and fulfill his challenge. So these two incidents, the versions of the ayat cover both. And there are opinions regarding both incidents. Now you just hurriedly again translate. Allazeena stajabu lillahi wa rasul. Those who responded positively to the call of Allah and His Messenger, min ba'd ma asabahum al-qarh. After that infliction had come to them, they had been wounded badly. لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا مِنْهُمْ وَاتَّقُوا عَلِمَ عَظِيمٍ. For those of them who had the real iman and real taqwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them very great reward. الَّذِينَ قَالَ لَهُمُ النَّاسُ إِنَّ النَّاسَ قَدْ جَمَعُوا لَكُمْ. Those to whom people said that your enemy, the Quraysh, they have gathered a very big army for you. فَخْشَوْهُمْ. You must have fear of them. فَزَادَهُمْ إِمَانًا. But these mu'mineen, these bad news also, they couldn't break their courage, their will to fight. Rather, it increased in their faith and belief. زَادَهُمْ إِمَانًا وَقَالُوا حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. And they said, for us Allah is sufficient, His help is sufficient. And He is the best in whom one can put his trust. فَالْقَلَبُوا. So they returned بِنِعْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ, by the blessing of Allah, وَفَضْلٍ, and His bounties. لَمْ يَمْسَسْهُمْ سُوءٌ. No bad thing, no harm could even touch them. But تَبَعُوا رِضْوَانَ اللَّهِ. They definitely followed and they sought the pleasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَاللَّهُ ذُو الْفَضْلِ الْعَظِيمِ. And Allah definitely has great bounties. His bounties are unbounded, unlimited. إِنَّمَا ذَلَكُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ يُخَوِّفُ أَوْلِيَاهُ. O Muslims, you must understand, this is Shaitan who is frightening you from his supporter, his party. Quran says, Hizbul Shaitan, Hizbullah. These are the two parties. They are confronting each other. So Hizbul Shaitan, this Shaitan, he tries to put the fear of his party in the heart of the Muslims, of the members of the Hizbullah. إِنَّمَا ذَلَكُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ يُخَوِّفُ أَوْلِيَاهُ فَلَا تَخَافُوهُمْ وَخَافُونِ. Allah says, don't fear them, fear me. إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. If you are real mu'min, you should have my fear, not the fear of anybody else, any army, any power, any authority. You shouldn't fear anybody. It is Shaitan who frightens you. وَلَا يَحْزُنْكَ الَّذِينَ يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْكُفْرِ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you should not be grieved seeing those people who are actively promoting kufr. يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْكُفْرِ. The Quraysh, they were promoting kufr. And they were doing this and that. They were sending messages to all the tribes. So this activity was coming to the knowledge of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah reassured him, don't you be grieved by all these news. But I yahdun kalladina yusarina filku innahum rayyadurullah shaya. They cannot bring any harm to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If they cannot bring any harm to Allah, how can they bring any harm to you? Yuridullahu Allah yaj'ala lahum haqqan fil akhirah. Actually, the fact of the matter is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't want that these people should have any share in Akhirah. So actually, He is giving them all this time so that they earn more sins, so that they earn the hell for themselves forever, eternal. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. For them is a very big chastisement, very big punishment. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اشْتَرَوُا الْكُفْرَ بِالْإِيمَانِ. Verily those who have purchased kufr in place of iman, both options. They could have believed in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and purchased iman and given away kufr. But they have decided the other way. They have purchased kufr and given away iman. Who have purchased disbelief in exchange for belief. لَنْ يَضُرُّ اللَّهَ شَيْئًا. They will never be able to bring any harm to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. And for them is a painful torment. وَلَا يَحْفَظَنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَإِنَّمَا نُمْلِي لَهُمْ خَيْرٌ. Amla yumli means to give some respite so that his rope is loose. He could continue his activity, whatever it is. وَلَا يَحْفَظَنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. These disbelievers shouldn't think that the respite that we are giving to them is good for them. خَيْرٌ لَهُمْ. إِنَّمَا نُمْلِي لَهُمْ لِيَزْدَادُوا إِثْمًا. We are giving them this respite so that they increase their sins. The earning of sins is more. We are only giving this respite to them only for this purpose. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ. And for them is a very humiliating punishment. مَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيَذَرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ عَلَىٰ مَا أَنْتُمْ عَلَيْهِ. Now this is very important. The whole philosophy. Why this testing? Why these inflictions to the Muslims? Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't hold the hands of kuffar? He could do it. But he didn't. Why? Why he allowed the kuffar to slay and kill Muslims? So what is the wisdom behind it? This ayah is very important. مَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيَذَرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ عَلَى مَا أَنْتُمْ عَلَيْهِ. It is not for Allah. It's not the practice of Allah. It's not the sunnah of Allah. It's not the rule of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That he may leave the mu'mineen, the Muslims, عَلَى مَا أَنْتُمْ عَلَيْهِ, in the condition in which you are presently. What is that condition? That the mu'mins and the munafiqeen, they are intermingled with each other. Allah cannot leave them in this condition. حَتَّى يَمِيدَ الْخَبِيثَ مِنَ الطَّيِّبِ. But he wants to distinguish, differentiate, to make manifest what is good from that which is wicked and which is corrupt. He wants that these two things should be manifestly separate from each other. مَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيَذَرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ عَلَى مَا أَنْتُمْ عَلَيْهِ حَتَّى يَمِيدَ الْخَبِيثَ مِنَ الطَّيِّبِ. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُطْلِعَكُمْ عَلَى الْغَيْبِ. And this is also not the practice and the rule of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He informs all of you about the unseen, the ghaib. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't give the knowledge of ghaib to everybody. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَجْتَبِي مِنْ رُسُلِهِ. He selects from His messengers. He gives them the knowledge of the ghaib also, which is ghaib for the common man. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the knowledge of that also to his messenger. Not all of that, but some part of that is given to the prophets, and that is basically demarcation. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw Jannah. He saw Jahannam. It was shown to him. In Miraj, also in this world, the angels came to him and he talked to them. They are also from the head. This wahi was coming to him from the head. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was telling him the news of the events was to come. Of the future prophecies. That was there. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't inform about his ghaib to all the people, but walakin Allah yajtabi min rusulihi, among his messengers, he selects whomsoever he likes. فَآمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُلِهِ. Now it is your duty to have faith in Allah and his messenger. Whatever the messenger is saying, he is not saying from himself. It has been revealed to him. وَمَا يَنْتَقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَىٰ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. So whatever news he gives to you, whatever prophecies he is telling you, you have to believe in them, because they have come to him from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not his own concoction. God forbid. It's not his concoction. It is coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِن تُؤْمِنُوا وَتَتَّقُوا فَلَكُمْ أَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ. If you continue having faith and having taqwa, then for you will be the big reward, the great reward. وَلَا يَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ يَبْخَلُونَ بِمَا أَتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ هُوَ خَيْرٌ لَهُمْ. Likewise, those people who are covetously withholding what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them, مِنْ فَضْلِهِ, out of His bounty. These munafiqeen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given them riches, wealth. Now when there was the time of need for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam invited people to spend for the cause of Allah, they withheld. They closed their prayers. They didn't contribute. They didn't make infaq. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying they didn't think that whatever they are hiding and concealing and withholding from spending in the way of Allah is good for them. وَلَا يَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ يَبْخَلُونَ بِمَا أَتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ هُوَ خَيْرٌ لَهُمْ بَلْ هُوَ شَرٌ لَهُمْ. This is very bad for them. فَيُطَوَّقُونَ مَا بَخِلُوا بِهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Now whatever they have withheld, the wealth, the money, that will be hung with their necks on the day of judgment. وَلِلَّهِ مِيرَاثُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. All the inheritance of the heavens and this earth, they all belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرٌ. And whatever you are doing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows them. Now here ends, you know, the commentary on the events of Uhud. Now this 19th section, as I told you in the previous session, it's a mixed discussion here. Some references to the Muslims, some references to the Munafiqeen. There are a few references even to the Mushrikeen, the idol worshippers of Arabia. And there are again some references to the people of the book, especially the Jews who were there in Medina. لَقَدْ سَمِعَ اللَّهُ قَوْلَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ فَقِيرٌ وَنَحْنُ أَغْنِيَاءُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has heard and listened the sayings of those who have said, Allah is poor, they are taunt. Allah is poor and we are rich. They said that Quran says, أَقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضَ الْحَسَنَةِ. Give loan to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It means he is poor, he is in need. We are rich because he wants loan from us. We have to give loan to Allah. So we are rich and he is faqir. And this is the saying of the Jews. They were taunting on Quran because Quran uses these words. مَنْ ذَلَّذِي يُقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضَ الْحَسَنَةِ. أَقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضَ الْحَسَنَةِ. Give good loan to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is, whatever you spend for his deen, actually it's a loan, personal loan to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever you are giving in charity to the poor, well, it's a good deed, you will be rewarded, no doubt. But you have spent for your own fellow beings. Maybe your cousin, he's an orphan, you are spending on him. So he's your cousin, your countrymen, your own people of your own nation, you are spending on them. Although this will also be rewarded, this is charity, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you, full reward. But whatever you spend for his deen, to make the deen of Allah supreme, that is as if it is a personal loan to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the word qarz. Give loan to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the Jews made it a subject of taunting. لَقَدْ سَمِعَ اللَّهُ قَوْلَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ فَقِيرٌ وَنَحْنُ أَغْنِيَاءُ. Allah has heard what they have said. This taunt of theirs has come to the notice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. سَنَكْتُبُ مَا قَالُوا. We shall record it, what they have said. It will be recorded, permanent record. وَقَتْلَهُمُ الْأَنْبِيَاءُ. And we have recorded already their deeds, that they have been killing the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the very haqqs, without any cause, without any right. وَنَقُولُ ذُوقُوا عَذَابَ الْحَرِيقِ. And we shall say to them in the life hereafter, on the day of judgment, now have taste fully this punishment which will burn you. عَذَابُ الْحَرِيقِ, the burning punishment. ذَلِكَ بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ. And this is because of your own deeds which you have sent before you. وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَقْدِرُ عَلَى الْعَبِيدِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not cruel to his, slaves. All humans are his creation. All humans belong to him. Al-Khalq wa Ayalullah. They are his bondsmen. He is not cruel. He is not going to do any injustice to his creation. But you have done so. You said so. It's your own earnings. They are your own deeds. Al-Ladina qalu inna Allah ahada. Another saying of theirs, the Jews. Al-Ladina qalu inna Allah ahada. Ayayna. Allah nomina rasulul hatta yaatiya bi qurbanin taakulhu an-naar. Those who said, or who are saying, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he took a covenant from us. This is what another saying of the Jews. Allah has taken a covenant from us that we shall never believe in any prophet, hatta yatiyana bi qurbanin taakulhu an-naar, unless he brings to us a sacrifice which should be devoured and eaten up by a fire which comes down from the heavens. This was a symbol in the ancient days. It was a symbol that whosoever presented something to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if he was a sincere person and Allah accepted his sacrifice, his present, then a fire descended from the heaven and devoured and it burned that sacrifice. And it was a sign that Allah has accepted and whatever he has presented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That was in the old ancient days. Was days of miracles, when humanity at large was, so to say, in infancy, because it happened with Habib and Qabil also, and there we shall find it in Surah Al-A'raf, the two brothers, two sons of Adam, they presented, made a present to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but of Habib, this was accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a fire came, and it devoured and burnt that thing, but the other was not accepted, so this was fine. Now they say, that because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taken from us a covenant, O Muhammad, if you are a prophet, if you claim, now you must show this miracle to us. You present the sacrifice to which a fire comes down and it burns it. What was the answer? قُلْ قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رُسُلٌ مِّن قَبْلِي بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ وَبِالَّذِي قُلْتُمْ. Tell them To you those prophets had already come before me, who brought clear signs, and also that which you are demanding from me. That sign, that miracle, was shown to you by some prophets before. فَلَمَا قَتَلْتُمُوهُمْ مِنْ كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. What was your attitude towards them? You killed them. Those prophets of the Old Testament, some of them were killed and slain by these Jews. So you were shown that sign, and you killed them. What does it mean? It's only a lame excuse. You don't want to believe in me. You don't want to follow me. That's all. Now people are following you. You are the leader. People come to you to ask fatwa and to have the knowledge and everything. If you believe in me, then actually you will have to obey me. That's the reason you are not accepting me as prophet. But it's only a lame excuse, because this sign was shown to you by some prophets before me, but you never believed in them even, and even you killed them. فَإِنْ كَذَّبُوكَ فَقَدْ كُذِّبَ رُسُلٌ مِّن قَبْلِكَ. O Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if they are belying you or rejecting you, so many prophets have been rejected before you by their people. People of Nuh didn't accept him, only a few. People of Hud never believed in him, only a few. They were punished, exterminated. In the same way, people of Saleh, how many of those people, they believed in Saleh? All the Saleh alayhi salatu wasalam showed them the miracle of their demand. They asked that out of this mountain, if he ever should come out. And the Prophet showed them, pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the demand was fulfilled. Even then, they didn't believe in it. So actually, فَإِنْ كَذَّبُوكَ. So O Prophet, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam, don't believe. If they are denying you, if they have rejected you, فَقَدْ كُذِّبَ رَسُولٌ مِّن قَبْلِكَ جَاؤُوا بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ وَالزُّبُرِ وَالْكِتَابِ الْمُنِيرِ. So many prophets before you were rejected and denied, who brought with them clear signs, clear miracles. And number two, the supplications and the songs for praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Zabur. Zabur. Zabur is single, and Zabur is the plural of Zabur. And it is the book of Psalms and supplications. Wal Kitab, and the book, the law, Sharia, Al Munir, it is very bright. The shining book, the shining Sharia, the Prophet had been coming with all these things, but these people had not been accepting them. And they were denied and they were rejected. What happened to John the Baptist? He just killed. So that was the attitude of the Jews. Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. Now the last thing. The last thing that a man fears is death. Now here about that is also discussed. And now this is the address to Muslims. Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. If 70 of you have been martyred at Uhud, all of you have to die. If not today, tomorrow, day after. 1 year after, 2 years after. But this is the next day. Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. All the souls have to taste death. وَإِنَّمَا تُوَفَّوْنَ وُجُورَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. The real thing to ponder upon is that you will be resurrected, and then you will be rewarded of all your deeds on the day of judgment. فَمَنْ ذُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ. Whosoever is saved from fire of hell, وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ, and he has been made to enter Jannah, the paradise, the heaven, فَقَدْ فَاز. So he is the one who is successful, who has the salvation. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala include all of us among those. Allahumma rabbana ja'alna minhum. O Allah, our Lord, include us among those people. Man zuhziha linnar wa ukhra al-jannah. Who are going to be saved from the fire of hell, and whom you will enter them into your paradise. Wa mal hayatu dunya illa mata'ul ghurur. And this life of this world is nothing but some comfort of illusion. It's not the real comfort, not the real happiness which you have here. Some sensual gratifications, something which appears temporarily very pleasant. But you know, the real pleasant things are those that you will have in Jannah, which has no side effect, no after effect, no bad after effect. Even you are having a very good thing to eat, if you overeat, what will be the result? No such dangers in Jannah. In Akhirah, man will have all happiness and full happiness and total happiness. لَتُمْلَمُنَّ فِي أَمْوَالِكُمْ وَأَنفُسِكُمْ. Again to the Muslims. Now just remember the ayah from Surah Al-Baqarah. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَالنَّقْصِ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ. This is the counterpart, so to say, of the same ayah. لَتُمْلَمُنَّ فِي أَمْوَالِكُمْ وَأَنفُسِكُمْ. O Muslims, you will be put to test about your belongings as well as your life. Your life will be in danger, your belongings will be destroyed. لَتُمْلَمُنَّ فِي أَمْوَالِكُمْ وَأَنفُسِكُمْ. وَلَا تَسْمَعُنَّ مِنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. When you will have to hear and listen from those people also whom book was given before you, the Jews and the Christians, وَمِنَ الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا, as well as from those who are the mushrikeen of the Arabia, who are the idol worshippers of Arabia. أَذَمْ كَثِيرًا. Very painful things you will have to listen. They will say everything about you. What was not said of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam during the Makki period? Well, he is majnoon. He has gone crazy. He has lost his mental balance. Well, he has learned some magic. He is a magician. No, somebody has done magic on him. He is a child, very good child, no doubt. But he is a liar. He says it is the way coming from Allah. No, nothing. He gets the dictation from somebody else. And then he comes to us and says, it is Wahi, which has come to me from Allah. All these things were said to him. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the Prophet in Surah Al-Muzzammil, وَاصْبِرْ عَلَى مَا يَقُولُونَ وَاهْجُرْهُمْ هَجْرًا جَمِيلًا. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, have patience. You have to hear these things. وَلَقَدْ نَعْلَمُ أَنَّكَ يَسِيقُ صَدْرُكَ بِمَا يَقُولُونَ. In Surah Al-Hijr, he very well knows, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's very much hurting you what they are saying. But listen, hear. And you have to bear it. But we are not yakun. The same thing I see here. لَتُمْلَمُنَّ. O Muslims, you will be put to test after test. And those tests will be regarding your life also and your belongings and wealth also. وَلَتَسْمَعُنَّ. You will have to listen and hear. From those also to whom we gave the book before you and from the others also. They have no book. These mushrikeen of Arab. أَذَرْ كَثِيرًا. Very painful things you will have to hear. وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا. If you have patience and perseverance, and if you have fear of Allah and regard of Allah, فَإِنَّ ذَٰلِكَ مِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ. Verily, it is a matter of great resolution. You have to have a resolution, a willpower, a forceful willpower to keep standing. وَإِذْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ مِيثَاقَ النَّبِيِّينَ. Now again something relating to the people of the book, the Jews. وَإِذْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ مِيثَاقَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ. And just remember, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took a covenant from those who were given book, لَتُبَيِّنُنَّهُ لِلنَّاسِ وَلَا تَكْتُمُونَ. You will definitely make it clear and plain to the people that you are not going to conceal it. We are giving you the book. It's your duty. It's the covenant that Allah took from them. You will make it known to the people, clear to the people, and you will not conceal it, hide it. فَنَمَدُوهُ وَرَاهَ ظُهُورِهِمْ. So they threw it behind their backs, this covenant. They read the covenant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they threw the covenant behind their backs. وَاشْتَرَوْا بِهِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا. And they accepted for that covenant a very little price, a very little gain. فَبِئْسَ مَا يَشْتَرُونَ. Why is that wherewith they have bartered this mishaq, this covenant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? لَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ يَفْرَحُونَ بِمَا أَعْطَوْا. And those people shouldn't think and rejoice on what they have given or they have done. This ayah relates to the munafiqeen. When they couldn't go to the war, there was a call to fight for the cause of Allah. They said, no. We can't go, but we can donate. We can contribute something. We are making this infaq. This will help people who are going there. We can't go. So though they wanted to save their lives by giving something in place of going to the war, to the field. And then they used to boast about it. I contributed so much. I gave so much. So number one, لَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ يَفْرَحُونَ بِمَا أَعْطَوْا. Whatsoever they have done, the little they have done or the little they have contributed, they shouldn't desire for it. And number two, أَوْ يُحِبُّونَ أَنْ يُغْرَدُوا بِمَا لَمْ يَفْعَلُوا. Whatever little they did, they are rejoicing it, mentioning it. And number two, they very much love to be praised, even all what they have not done. The general thing, the leader type of people, addresses being presented, all things are spoken about them, and there is exaggeration. They don't have those qualities. But you know, when an address is presented to a person, and so many things are spoken about him, they love it very much. Yuhmadu. Wa yuhibbuna yuhmadu bima lam yafalu. They have not done anything, and they want to be praised for it. فَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّهُمْ بِمَصَابَةٍ مِّنَ الْعَذَابِ. So don't think that they will be saved from the punishment of hell. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَلِيمٌ. For them, there is awaiting a very painful punishment. وَلِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. This ayah, you know, speaking from the verse, that this is the end of all this discussion. In the last section, the 20th, that is sort of a summary of all this surah. And in the beginning we shall see that the synthesis of iman, step by step, how iman comes to a person, good-natured reasoning and thinking is correct, balanced thinking, correct reasoning. Step by step, he himself can attain iman. But here this ayah is putting seal to the discussion regarding the kuffar and the mushrikeen and the munafiqeen and the people of the book. All these, لِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْنَّرْضِ. To Allah belongs the kingdom of all the heavens and the earth. وَاللَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is powerful over everything. He can do anything he likes. فَعَالُ لِمَا يُرِيدُ. Whatever he desires, he can do it. Now the last section. And please here also again remember the first ayah of the 20th section of Surah Al-Baqarah, which I termed Ayatul Ayat. إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ وَالْفُلْكِ الَّتِي تَجْرِي فِي الْبَحْرِ بِمَا يَنْفَعُ النَّاسَ وَمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مِن مَّاءٍ فَأَحْيَا بِهِ الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا وَبَثَّ فِيهَا مِن كُلِّ دَابَّةٍ وَتَصْرِيفِ الرِّيَاحِ وَالسَّحَابِ الْمُسَخَّرِ بَيْنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَآيَاتٍ لِّقَوْمٍ يَعْقِلُونَ. The brief of this long ayah is here, and this is the first ayah of the 20th section of Surah Al Imran. I have been giving you the points of similarity between these two surahs. إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِّأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Verily in the creation of the heavens and the earth, and the alternation or the difference between the night and the day, there are signs, clear signs for those who are people of understanding. الَّذِينَ يَعْقِلُونَ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. They mean the same thing. Those who use their intellect and those who are people of understanding. This is actually to see these signs of nature. And from these you understand the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's all powerful, omnipotent, omniscient. His wisdom is complete. His authority is complete. So all these attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are manifest in all the signs that we see in the skies and the heavens, the sun and the moon and the winds that are blowing and the rain coming to the earth. There is all the greenery in the desert, all types of animals, all these are signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see the signs and you know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now once you have known Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now the second step is, الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا. Those who keep Allah in their minds, in their hearts, remembering, they continue remembering Allah. قِيَامًا, whether they are standing, وَقُعُودًا, or they are sitting, وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ, or they are lying down. These are the only three conditions of a man. Either sitting or standing or lying. No third. So all the time, it means all the time, keeping Allah in your heart and mind all the time, وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, and then pondering over the creation of the heaven or earth. This is the second step. The pondering, the result is رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا. They come to the conclusion. And they say to Allah, oh our Lord, you have not created all this in vain, without any result, without any purpose. Everything has a purpose. Even a blade of grass is serving some purpose in this universe. Every leaf of a tree is a factory of photosynthesis. The energy of the sun is being converted here. And that is the energy of the sun. When you burn the wood, you are getting the same energy. It was stored here by the process of photosynthesis. So every leaf is a factory of photosynthesis. So actually everything has something, some purpose, has some end to perform. Now what is the purpose of the moral sense that man has? Man knows by nature this is wrong, this is correct, this is haram, this is good, this is evil. To tell a truth is good. To tell a lie is bad. Need any person be told? Every person, every human being knows it by his very nature. But where is the result? People who tell lies, who cheat, who are dishonest, they are having wealth here. They are enjoying. They have all the pleasure, luxury. People who see that nothing haram should come to them, they should never deceive anybody. They have to tell truth every moment. They are in difficulty. So how come? This is the reverse. The law should be that the good should beget good and the bad should beget bad. Here the good is begetting bad and bad is begetting good. What does it mean? There must be another life in which conditions will be reversed. Good will result in good and bad will result in bad. And that is the philosophy and that is the rationality. After you believe in Allah, by through this reasoning, you come to believe in Akhirah and resurrection. There must be another life. Otherwise, this is meaningless. Why this moral sense has been created in me? I'm differentiating between this is wrong, this is right. I want to keep right. But I have to go without food at night, to sleep without food. And this person, who has no scruples, no rules, no morality, and he's enjoying life. So actually, there must be some other world, some other life, where the pious and people who are righteous in this world, who suffered for righteousness' sake, they should be comforted. Just in the Sermon of the Mount, Hazrat Masih alayhi salatu wa salam has been reported to have said, those who suffer for righteousness, they will be comforted. And this is logical. If it is not there, then it is cruelty. Then it is injustice to me. If I am trying to live here according to principles, to keep myself away from whatever is wrong, I am being punished for that here. So actually that is the logic. الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. They come to the conclusion, رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا. Oh Allah, you have made nothing, created nothing without a purpose. This whole universe, it is with wisdom, it is with purpose. Baatila subhanak. You are exalted. You are very much above this, that you might have created this world without any purpose. Fakina azamannar. If there is going to be that judgment and reward, so O Allah, save us from the fire of hell, from the punishment of hell. Rabbana innaka man tudkhilin nara faqad akhzayta. O our Lord, whosoever you throw into the fire of hell, faqad akhzayta. He has been put to the extreme humiliation. You have extremely humiliated him. وَمَا لِظَالِمِينَ مِنْ أَنْصَارِ. And there will be no helpers for the evildoers. رَبَّنَا إِنَّنَا سَمِعْنَا. Now this is the third iman. Iman billah with tawheed number one. إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Iman billah, tawheed. Now from tawheed to ma'ad. الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا سُبْحَانَكَ فَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ مَنْ تُدْخِلِ النَّارَ فَقَدْ أَخْزَيْتَ وَمَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ أَنْصَارٍ. Now when these were the things to which Muhammad was inviting sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, believe in your Lord, in His unity, in His attributes, believe in resurrection, that you will be resurrected and judgment will be done. Now when this call reached their ears, people who were the right-thinking people, good-natured people, they had reached these conclusions themselves. But now the same thing was coming to their ears by the voice of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And for that matter, all the prophets, they were calling towards Allah, towards Iman. Now this is the third step. رَبَّنَا إِنَّنَا سَمِعْنَا مُنَادِيًا يُنَادِي لِلْإِيمَانِ. Oh Lord, we heard a caller. The voice of a caller who was calling for iman, for faith. An aminu bi rabbikum. So come and have belief and have faith in your Lord. Fa'amanna. Oh Allah, Lord. We have come to believe. We have the faith. Rabbana faqfir lana dhunubana. So, oh our Lord, forgive us our sins. Wa kaffir anna sayyi'atina. And blot away all the bad evils from our records as well as our character. If we have gathered something wrong in character, oh Allah, wash us off and blot out all those things from our character or from our record. Already we have committed those things. وَتَوَفَّنَا مَعَ الْأَبْرَارِ And take to thyself our souls in the company of the righteous. When we die, our souls should be in the company of the righteous. أُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ Oh Allah, keep us in their company in the hereafter. رَبَّنَا وَعَاتِنَا مَا وَعَدْتَنَا عَلَىٰ رُسُولِكَ Oh Lord, give us and grant us whatever you have promised us through your messengers. You promised through your messengers that you will forgive those who have faith. You promised through your messengers you will blot out the mistakes and the errors of those who have real faith in you. So, oh Allah, grant us what you promised us through your messengers. وَلَا تُخْزِنَا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ And don't put us to humiliation on the day of judgment. إِنَّكَ لَا تُخْلِفُ الْمِيعَادَ Verily, you are not going to break your promise. You are not going to go back on your promise. What we fear is that we might not prove to be equal to your promises. So that is the fear that we have. We don't fear that you will go back on your promise. إِنَّكَ لَا تُخْلِفُ الْمِيعَادَ All we fear is we might not come up to that mark. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by your grace, by your forgiveness, by your mercy, so you condone our mistakes and our shortcomings and include us among those, among lighters. أُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ Now look to it. Just compare it to the last section of Surah Al-Baqarah. A very long, one ayah, very long dua prayer. رَبَّنَا لَا تُؤَاخِذْنَا إِنْ نَسِينَا وَأَخْطَأْنَا رَبَّنَا وَلَا تَحْمِلْ عَلَيْنَا إِصْرًا كَمَا حَمَلْتَهُ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِنَا رَبَّنَا وَلَا تُحَمِّلْنَا مَا لَا طَاقَةَ لَنَا بِهِ إِلَى الْآخِرِ To the end of the ayah. Now here you find three ayat of that prayer. So there is the similarity. This surah is also ending with a very big prayer, very profound prayer indeed. فَاسْتَجَابَ لَهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ Their Lord accepted their prayer, granted their prayer. May Allah include us among them. أَنِّي لَا أُبِيُ عَمَلَ عَمِلٍ مِنْكُمْ Now in this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving a picture of the character of the true Muslims at that time. Who were they? Who were praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We also do pray. But who are we? We should compare ourselves to those. The words might be the same. I might be repeating the same words of this prayer. But you know, all the difference lies in who is praying. What is his own character? What is his own contribution? What is the proof of his own sincerity to Allah? Now this prayer, فَاسْتَجَابَ لَهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ The moment the prayer came out of their lips, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted it. فَاسْتَجَابَ لَهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ Why? I'm not going to waste any deed of anyone who is committing good deeds, doing good deeds, whether he be a male or whether she be a female. There's no difference. Moral level, men, women equal. Spiritual level, men, women equal. As human beings, human dignity shared equally by men and women. There's no difference whatsoever. Means You are from each other. Daughter and son from the same father. Both from the womb of the same mother. How can be there any difference between them? How can the son be superior to daughter? One father, one mother. Both developed in the same womb. From the sprung of the same human individual. So, ba'dukum min ba'd, you are from among each other. So whether be a male or a female, whosoever commits any good deed, I am not going to make his good deed go in vain. But what to speak of those? فَالَّذِينَ هَاجَرُوا Those who immigrated, who did hijrah, وَأُخْرِجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ And they were expelled from their homes. وَأُوذُوا فِي سَبِيلِ Who were tortured due to me, due to my being, who were persecuted in my way. وَقَاتَلُوا And they went to fight for me, for my being. To the battle field. وَقَتَلُوا And they laid down their lives. They were slain. Now these are the highest deeds. These are the good deeds of the highest order. What to speak of them? لَوْ كَفِّرَنَّ عَنْهُمْ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ About such people, I will definitely blot out their mistakes or errors from their record. وَلَأُدْخِلَنَّهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَرِيْهِمْ تَعْتِ الْأَنْهَارِ And definitely and surely and without any doubt, I will make them enter the garden underneath which the rivers will be flowing. ثَوَابًا مِنْ دِلَّهِ And this is going to be a reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَاللَّهُ عِنْدَهُ حَسْنُ الثَّوَابِ And actually it is only with Allah that He has the real good reward to give. Who can reward you? You have devoted all your life for your sons and daughters. Can they give you the reward? You spent everything for them. Invested yourself in your progeny. What reward will they give you? In the history of Britain, there was a minister who worked more of his life for the king. But in his old age, the king put him in the prison. And the word, very beautiful word, had I served God the way I served the king, he would not have forsaken me in this old age of mine. But this is the anguish, this is the hasra. You expect everything. You have invested yourself. Your family. It's only Allah who can give you the fullest reward of whatever you do for Him. Nobody has anything to reward. What reward will be able to give you? وَاللَّهُ إِنْدَهُ حُسْنُ الثَّوَابِ This is through the hasr. It is only Allah with whom there is the good thawab, the good reward. If you have lived for anybody else, He will not be able to give you any reward. فَاسْتَجَابَ لَهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ أَنِّي لَا أُضِيعُ عَمَلَ عَامِلٍ مِّنكُمْ Allah granted their prayer that I don't let the any good deed of any male or female go in vain, howsoever small it might be. So what to speak of those who made hijrah in my cause, who were expelled from their homes and hearts, who were persecuted in my way for my deen, who went to battlefield for my glory, for Takbir Rabb, to make my world supreme, the Takula Kalimatullah here in India, and even laid down their life, I will definitely brought out all their mistakes, all their shortcomings. I will definitely make them enter the heaven, the garden underneath which rivers will be flowing. And this is going to be reward from Allah. Sawaba min indillah. Wallahu indahu sawab. Now this is actually a very precious part of the Quran. Synthesis of Iman. And when there is real synthesis, what character will come out of it? If real Iman is there, the character will be فَالَّذِينَ عَاجَرُوا وَأُخْرِجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ وَأُوذُوا فِي سَبِيلِ وَقَاتَلُوا وَقُتِلُوا They will never spare anything from Allah's cause. They will dedicate everything and they will be ready to sacrifice everything for the cause of Allah. Now the last four ayat. لَا يَغُرَّنَّكَ تَغَلُّبُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فِي الْبِلَادِ O Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and O Muslims, you shouldn't be deceived by those people who are disbelieving, but they are coming and going. They are very active against your deen and they are very active in this world. You don't get deceived. مَتَعُوا قَلِيلٌ It's a little enjoyment. We have granted them this little enjoyment. Let them feel very great for some time. ثُمَّ مَعْوَاهُمْ جَهَنَّمْ. Then you know their destination is Jahannam, the hell. فَبَيْتَ الْمِهَادِ. And it's a very evil resting place. لَكِنِ الَّذِينَ تَقَوْا رَبَّهُمْ. On the contrary, those who had the real taqwa for their Lord, they had the correct regard for their Allah. لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. For them are those gardens underneath which rivers will be flowing. نُزُلًا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. And this is going to be the first when there is a guest. If he comes to you, whenever he enters your house, you present something, some cold drink, some hot drink, according to the weather season. And then you prepare for the feast, real feast. That is called ziyafa. The first thing offered to a guest is nuzul in Arabic. These are two words. Nuzul, the first offering to the guest, the first offering. And then you prepare the feast for him. That is ziyafa. Actually, whatever has been said in Quran about Jannah, that is nuzul. That is only the first offering that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be offering to the people who believe. The real ziyafa, nobody knows. We can't even dream of it. And this is the hadith. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the real blessings of Jannah and enjoyments of Jannah are those, ma la aynun raat, wa la uzunun sami'at, wa ma khatara ala qalbi bashar. That no eye has ever seen, no ear has ever heard, and of which no idea has ever come to the mind or heart of any person. And Quran itself says in Surah Al-Sajdah, فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنٍ. But we have hidden for them. Nobody knows it. لَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنٍ جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَفْعَلُونَ. That is going to be the real reward. But we can't understand it. In this life, our understanding is limited. Only we can understand this is something, this is milk, very good. What is it, honey? Very good. So these things, they will be the first offering. That is going to be the first nuzul, nazil, who nazala, who had come down from his horse, from his camel, nazala. Just he came down from his camel or horse and entered your house, he is nazil. When he is with you, living with you, he is zayf, wife is guest. And nazil is the newcomer who has just entered. And nuzul is the first of the person who has come to you. This is all nuzulam min indillah. Wama indallahi khayrun lil abrar. What is with Allah is much better than all these things for those who are the pious ones and really righteous ones. Wa inna min ahlil kitab. Now again, because it is, as I told you, a summary to sum up the whole thing. Because in this surah, ahlil kitab have been also discussed and they have been addressed. وَإِنَّ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ لَمَنْ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَمَا أُنْزِلَ إِلَيْكُمْ وَمَا أُنْزِلَ إِلَيْهِمْ. And among these people of the book, there are people who really believe in Allah and who believe in what was sent down to them. وَمَا أُنْزِلَ إِلَيْهِمْ and وَمَا أُنْزِلَ إِلَيْكُمْ, which has been sent down to you, O Muslims, and whichever was sent down to them, خَاشِعِينَ لِلَّهِ. They humble themselves before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لا يشترون بآيات الله ثمنا قليلا. And they don't purchase or accept in exchange for the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or آيات of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala little gains. أولئك لهم أجرهم عند ربهم. For them their reward is secure with their Lord. إن الله سريع الحساب. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very swift at reckoning. Now this ayah, if it relates to the people who had not as yet accepted Islam, this is actually to encourage the right-thinking people among the Ahl-e Kitab. If they were hesitant, to encourage them, so that they find courage to say it openly. There were so many people. Now, who knew, who had recognized Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he is the one for whom we were waiting. But they were reluctant. But their God fearing was there. So, you know, the struggle between good and bad goes on within the heart of a person. But if he gets some support to have courage and say it out, so it can mean. Most of the Mufassirin think that this ayah relates only to those people who accepted Islam. from the Jews or the Christians. This I have raised to them. But I have an idea that even those who have not accepted it up till now, but they have in their mind sincerity, in their heart sincerity, so this I am encouraging them. And we have found in this very surah, Laisu Sawa, all these people of the book, they are not equal. We have read those ayahs in this surah. So this ayah, I think, relates to that type of ayah. The last ayah is very profound for the Muslims now. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu sabiru wa sabiru wa rabitu wa taqullaha la'allakum tuflihun. Oh, you who believe, have patience and perseverance. Number one. Excel your enemies in patience. They are also sacrificing their lives. They sacrifice 70 of their lives at Badr. So you have to excel in sacrifice and sabr. Not only having sabr yourself, your sabr should be more than the sabr of your opponents and enemies. It's the rule. What's our rule? You have patience and perseverance, and you have to excel the enemies and the opponents in their sabr. Waravitu. And be steadfast. Or it can mean support each other, strengthen each other for the cause of Allah. Wattaqullah. And lastly, and last but not the least, have the real regard for Allah. Have real taqwa of Allah. La'allakum tuflihun. So that you can have the real salvation and real success. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala include us all among them. بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعني وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم.